Welcome to Gamers World.
Out there, all you gamers and gamettes. This is T, and this is Gamers World. Welcome back for yet another episode. We have plenty to talk about today, plenty of news. Also, last episode we focused on the Xbox 360's year one review. This week I wanted to focus a bit on the PlayStation 3. As I've said before, its launch titles were a little weak, so I want to kind of go over the second wave of games that'll be hitting that system soon. So without further ado, let's get started, and welcome once again to Gamers World. Alright, first up, of course, is gaming news. That's right, all the news that has to do with gaming. Now I have some good news here as far as fans of the Nintendo Wii. EA, Electronic Arts, probably the biggest game developer out there, has actually developed a Wii-centric studio. That's right, they have a game studio that is going to focus on nothing else but Nintendo Wii games. Now they have redubbed this EA Salt Lake, and officially they state it's going to focus on development for the Nintendo Wii. Now, this same developer has made installments of the Tiger Woods PGA Tour and also Madden NFL 07. So some really good news there for the Nintendo Wii. They have the backing of one of the biggest developers, so this is definitely something that is going to help them out in the long run. All right, and sticking with EA Electronic Arts, also have another bit of information here. There's actually an analyst recently had said that EA itself is actually going downhill. Now, he's talking about how the reviews of its games the last 2 years have actually started to drop. He points out specifically Superman Returns, which is a game that I haven't checked out yet. Very excited about, but after reading all the reviews, it looks like it's something I'm not in too much of a rush to get my hands on. Now, back this game, actually, Superman Returns was supposed to come out in June alongside the movie, but EA, of course, told everybody that it was trying to make the game a higher quality, so it pushed it back until the end of November, about the time that the Superman DVDs came out. Now, according to this industry analyst, he said that the situation with EA's Superman Return is just a microcosm of EA's continuing woes. And it looks like they're talking about the last 2 years, the average reviews have started to go downhill for EA. Now, I have to admit to the fact, of course, EA is kind of like Microsoft in a way, is seen as, in a sense, the evil empire. Now, it has a lot of different studios, it makes a lot of different games, and I have to admit I am very upset with some of the things they've done. Of course, before we've talked about them buying the exclusive license for NFL football, which, of course, I think has actually hurt video game football, but that was the first episode. Let's not talk about that anymore. Now, do I think that the games are actually getting worse that are coming out with EA? Well, I have to admit that a lot of the EA games aren't exactly the greatest in the world, but that's with any studio. I think the fact that they're such a big one there, they have so much money coming in, we expect them to have a certain quality just because they're not pushed that much for lack of money. Now, another thing you have to realize, of course, is they do have investors that they have to answer to. So, of course, they can't sit there and keep pushing back games. They have to meet certain revenues. So they have the same pressures, in a sense, that other game developers do, just in a different way. Now, of course, an EA representative has responded to this, and he says basically a whole lot without saying anything. He says, and I quote, "The EA brand is strong with great games from franchises that continue to break sales records. Across the portfolio, EA always strives to drive innovation and quality into its titles. EA continues to invest in next-generation development and technology, which will translate into high-quality gaming throughout the next console cycle." So as I said, a whole lot of words that say absolutely nothing. Anyways, hopefully this will let investors know that EA is a great gaming studio, but in order for it to be successful, it needs to start focusing more on quality rather than quantity. All right, moving on. And let's, oh, something else here, of course, in regards to EA. Their CEO recently said that according to all the information they have, Sony only released 200,000 PS3s for their US launch. Now, I've heard a lot of different things as far as figures and numbers, but all the ones that I hear definitely state that Sony missed what they originally had wanted by quite a lot. Now, the CEO of Electronic Arts, Larry Probst, said that he expects Sony to ship about 500,000 to 800,000 PS3s by the end of the year. Now, originally, of course, Sony had said they were hoping for about 1 to 1.2 million. So it looks like they're not even going to come close to that. Now, this is something that, of course, it's just one of those things. Of course, the 360 had a hard time with it, so what are you going to do? Now, on a different note, the Nintendo Wii actually has actually done very good. It looks like, according to that, I believe that about 600,000 Nintendo Wiis were sold in the first 8 days of sales. And I've said it many a time here, but I definitely think that Nintendo has something here in the Nintendo Wii that'll definitely make it a competitor, where a lot of people wrote it off whenever they heard that the name of the new system was the Nintendo Wii, as I almost did to an extent, but like I said, they are definitely very strong when it's coming out of this opening gate. Now, staying with the Nintendo Wii, as I said just a second ago, it sold 600,000 in the first 8 days. Well, not only that, it's brought in 190 million just in its first week. And I do believe the Nintendo Wii is actually making a profit on its systems, unlike Sony and Xbox 360. I may be wrong, but that's what I believe at this time. Now, of course, the number one bestseller for the Nintendo Wii is Legends of Zelda: Twilight Princess. Not exactly a surprise there. Of course, they have sold, as of, I believe, the 27th of November, 454,000 copies of Zelda. That means that according to the 600,000 sales figures, about 75% of everybody who went out and bought a Nintendo Wii went ahead and picked up Zelda with it. Now, you can't beat that kind of a launch title. Also, the Nintendo Wii has sold out in Japan. Now, I've been reading a lot of reports on this. It looks like day one they have had lines like crazy picking up the Nintendo Wii. And I have to admit myself, I have been interested in possibly picking one up for me and mine this coming up Christmas, and it's still sold out from everywhere I can see here in this immediate area. And the last bit of news I have here is Namco. Now, this, of course, is a game developer, one that was big back in the day and actually still has some pretty strong titles as of now. Now, according to the CEO of Namco, they're saying in order to make a profit on the PS3, you have to sell 500,000 copies just to get into the black to start making some money back. Now, I have not heard anything as far as how much it costs to make a profit on the Nintendo Wii games or for the Xbox 360 games, but that's a lot of copies, to be totally honest, and not a whole lot of games make that. Now, this would go to suggest that it looks like it's going to be pretty much all on the big game developers to start developing titles for this and in the other systems. I honestly do believe it's probably the same for the 360 and the Nintendo Wii. Now, I have heard reports that the Sony PlayStation 3 is a harder system to program for, but nothing confirmed as of this time. Now, it's also a bad thing for all those developers that have the Nintendo Wii or have a PS3 game out on its launch title, because with the lack of PS3s, that means they may not be making a profit for quite some time. Now, of course, like I said, that's the news. Plenty of it to go around, just kind of touched on the main highlights. But as always, I'll continue to focus on that. Something else I wanted to add, of course, if there's anything I miss as far as gaming news, hit me up, gamers.w@hotmail.com. Just hit me up here on my podcast page and help bring that to my attention. Always scouring for some interesting articles, but of course, even the great me can miss things from time to time. Anyways, let's go ahead and get going on our main article talking about the PS3 and its next generation of games. I've said before, the launch titles with the PlayStation 3 were nothing to be excited about. But at the same time, that was the same thing with the Xbox 360. And pretty much the only system that I think has done a decent job is the Nintendo Wii. Of course, it helps having a title, a blockbuster title like The Legend of Zelda on your lineup. Of course, they also have a couple of other decent titles as well. Now, of course, as far as the battle of the consoles, it's not really going to start coming around until about this time next year. But at the same time, I think for all of you that have went out there and dropped hundreds, possibly thousands, of dollars on a PS3, you should know what to be expect in the coming months. Now, with the Xbox 360, there was pretty much nothing as far as from January to April with titles. And how is it with the PlayStation 3? Well, you have to wait and find out here. Now, of course, the PlayStation 3 is going to be getting its hands on Elder Scrolls Oblivion approximately about February of 07. Now, this is a game that's been out on the PC for quite a while, been out on the 360 for nearly a year. So, are people going to be going out and trying to cop yet another version of this game? I think it's possible for those people that didn't go ahead and buy the Xbox 360 version or the PC version. Also a good thing, it's going to come with the download content or the expansion pack Knights of the Nine for the PlayStation 3. Now, this is an expansion that's just now starting to come out for the PC, as well as it's going to be coming out on the 360 shortly as far as a downloadable. So that's something that, you know, it's not a blockbuster title. It's going to be nice to have on the PS3, but not anything that'll be setting the sales chart ablaze, I believe. Also, something else is a game called Fatal Inertia. Now, this is kind of an aerial combat game. This kind of reminded me sort of a Flat Out, some of those older school games. Don't know if it'll be any good. Definitely looks pretty good. Now, like I said, great visuals, but I could see it at the same time being nothing but great visuals, which means after the initial awe effect, it's kind of, yeah. Now, this is another February of 07 game. And speaking of games that have already been out, I have, of course, Fear is supposed to be coming out February of 07. Now, this was a great 360 game, great computer game, one that I have yet to beat on the computer because I'm a wimp, but that's different. Now, like I said, it's going to be released 07 of February for the U.S. version, and Europe at this time actually does not look like it's going to be released. Another game that not exactly original, but at the very least will be nice to have. Rainbow Six Vegas should be coming out about January 07 for PS3. We also have Virtual Fighter 5. Now, I've never been a big fan of the Virtual Fighter games. I remember that they used to be very big back in the day. Now, of course, this is going to be a PlayStation 3 exclusive, so they're starting to get their first initial exclusive games, which is a good thing because it's going to need to start to separate itself from the Xbox 360. Now, this, of course, is the fifth entry in the Virtua Fighters franchise. And last time I checked, it's going to have 17 fighters, should have all the original ones as well as a handful of new ones as well. Now, right now, it's a March 07 release date. Quite possible it's going to be pushed back for the PS3's sake. I hope not, because they're going to need something to kind of help them out during this downtime. Now, something else that I was very interesting here. A lot of people are complaining about the PlayStation 3 that it's a disappointment, blah, blah, blah. Now, something that's going to be coming out, I believe, either at the end of this year or the end of next year, is called Yellow Dog Linux 5.0. Now, this is not a game, for say. Basically, this is an operating system, like kind of how Windows is an operating system on computers. And this is going to be pretty much the same thing. It's going to allow the PlayStation 3 to be able to do whatever a computer does. Now, this is something that you can download free off the internet once it becomes available. So, you can use your keyboard, it's going to have mouse support on it, you can check your email, watch videos, browse the web, hey, even write your paper off the PlayStation 3. Great idea, and this is definitely something that I think is going to help justify that humongous price that the PlayStation 3 has. Now, that's pretty much all I could really find. There are a couple of other titles, such as some sports titles, that have already been out. So, as you can see, the next wave of games, pretty much the only one that's brand new that may draw a lot of people is the Virtual Fighter 5. So not a whole lot, but at the same time, neither was the 360. Now, before I let go of this segment, I also kind of wanted to touch on the reviews that the PlayStation 3 has been getting. And there haven't been a whole lot of kind words for the PS3. And, of course, already people are saying, oh, this is the end of Sony's PlayStation, etc., etc. Well, I think they're wrong for a lot of different reasons. Now, if you have a game system that comes out for $700, you're going to be expecting a lot out of said game system. Now, unfortunately, for the PlayStation 3, does not have a lot of launch titles, and the games that are out do not exactly take advantage of the great graphics that it does have. So people are going out, spending $700, and realizing this is pretty much the same as my PS2. So that's why I think a lot of people are actually disappointed. Now, give the PS3 about 2-3 years, and it can be an entirely different story. But I just think that a lot of people are expecting a lot, and unfortunately for Sony right now, they don't have anything out that really justifies that giant price that it does have. But as far as the Sony PlayStation 3 being out of the battle at this time, I think that's ridiculous, just for the fact that Sony has a large fan base. It pretty much has a large stronghold on Japan, where the 360 is definitely struggling. So a lot of things left, a lot of time for the PS3, Nintendo, Wii, and 360 to fight this battle. And as I said, and I will continue to say, the Nintendo Wii is going to be a force to be reckoned with this year. So that's that. Moving on. All right, and the last thing I wanted to touch on today before the end of this podcast is to answer some mail from my dedicated listeners. Now, the first one here, it looks like your name is P106 or P10G, I'm not totally sure. In this email, they state that how can I say the Nintendo Wii is going to make an impact on this generations of games when the Nintendo Wii is sitting there with nothing more than GameCube graphics while the others have actually leapt to the next generation. Now, that is a very good email, and I can definitely understand what you're saying. A lot of people count Nintendo out just because graphics-wise it does look incredibly similar to the GameCube and may not be much powerful at all than the Nintendo GameCube. But something I'm going to focus on in a future podcast, possibly the next, I'm not totally sure, is kind of the crisis that video gaming is looking at right now. Now, right now, the cost of developing a game is tremendous, in the millions of dollars, and a lot of game developers have to sell a ton of copies, and not many financiers are willing to take that chance on an independent property. So, of course, we're seeing a crap load of nothing but sequels after sequels after sequels, because they're more willing to drop that kind of money knowing it's an established property. Now, one thing about making bigger and better graphics is it causes more and more time to be spent on developing the video games, which of course brings up the cost of the game. Now, something the Nintendo Wii is doing is not only is it focusing on a whole different niche, but it's also making the demand for graphics not that high. So I think it's quite possible, I'm not sure, but I think it's quite possible for games for the Nintendo Wii not to be as expensive. Now, I could be wrong. Game developers may have to spend a whole lot of more time and money trying to develop something special for the controller. That's possible. But I think that's something that you have to look for. If the Nintendo Wii is able to cut costs when it comes to video games and has a large fan base, then you could be seeing a lot more game developers jumping on the Nintendo Wii, which could mean a lot better games, or at least a lot larger selection of games for the Nintendo Wii. So something that I definitely I'm going to keep my eye on, and definitely something I think could make an impact. All right, next letter here. Okay, this one is from Vid Charlie, and pretty much just wants to know here, what great games am I currently playing? Now, of course, as you guys always know, I always try to let you know what games I am currently playing. Now, the games I've been focused on recently is I finally went out and rented Dead Rising for the Xbox 360 and stole my brother's Xbox 360. Now, this is a game I was very excited about, and in all honesty, I'm quite let down. it's not nearly the game I thought it was going to be. The first handful of, probably the first hour, was exciting as far as the whole setup of the game, running around, killing countless zombies, but since then, it's kind of went downhill. Somewhat interesting story, but I was expecting a whole lot out of that game. Now, as far as the computer, of course, as far as the 360 as well, I recently played the demo for a game that's been out for a little while now called Prey. Now, the demo, of course, is just the beginning of the game, and it actually goes pretty far. It's actually a very good and detailed demo. Now, this is a game, the setup was great, the story looks excellent, and more than likely I'll go ahead and rent it and check it out. Because this is a game, of course, Prey was originally being developed about the same time as the original Half-Life, but unfortunately it was kind of put off. The developers that made Prey ended up moving on and making Unreal and just kind of went on with the Unreal Championships, etc., etc. So it was a very fun game, definitely some innovations in that game as well, so I'll be checking that out and letting you guys know what I think. Of course, on the PC side, recently I kind of booted up Oblivion again, gave it a little run through. Still playing very much Medieval 2 Total War. I've already gave incredible shout-outs about that game, so I'll spare you guys as of right now. Also, I played a couple levels of Fear, chickened out, turned it off, so that's that. And, of course, Game Biz 2, so not a whole lot of difference as far as what I'm playing between this week and last week. Something before I let you guys go, I am going to complain. I'm a big fan of College Basketball 2K to be exact, and the 360 version had a lot more features than the Xbox version. I was going to pick it up for the Xbox, but found out that it's pretty much the same except for some updated rosters, so 2K, shame on you. You could have had another $20, but you decided not to. But that's that. Once again, I appreciate you guys tuning in for another episode here at Gamers World. I continue to bring you the best news and the most intellectual conversation coming from, of course, me. So until next time, I appreciate it, and game on. This is T. ¶¶